Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 3070, 4 Ways to Beat Stress for a More Fulfilled Year by Carl Pelline of carlpelline.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. And we're going to jump right into another article as we optimize your life. 4 Ways to Beat Stress for a More Fulfilled Year by Carl Pelline of carlpelline.com. Recently, I was asked what I do when I'm stressed. After much thought, I realized that I'm rarely, if ever, stressed. This got me wondering why I don't experience stress. Is it something in my DNA, or is it because I relentlessly organize my life both professionally and personally? Or is it something else? I concluded that it's probably a combination of all of those things. However, I know I do take steps to avoid stress and to make my life work as smoothly as possible. I exercise regularly, I know the importance of getting enough sleep, I avoid alcohol during the week, and I plan ahead to prevent any unpleasant surprises. These steps are a very powerful antidote to the stresses and strains in a person's life. So here are a few tips you too can take to avoid stress and have a much more relaxed lifestyle. Number one, plan ahead. This one is certainly my number one tip. If you do not plan ahead, you're going to be in a state of perpetual stress. If you have no idea what is coming up, you're going to be unprepared, and all of the following tips are just going to fall apart. Recently, I saw this in action. My wife, who is the complete opposite of me, had an event to go to. She was the lead person in this event, and she was responsible for making sure the cameras were fully charged and that the tripods and other equipment needed were ready to go. My wife got home late the night before and was feeling very tired. She decided she must charge the batteries overnight. Well, unfortunately, she could not find the battery chargers and spent 30 minutes looking for them. Finally, she found them and she put the batteries on charge, and then she went to bed knowing she needed to be up early. She then spent 30 minutes looking at her social media feeds before falling asleep. 3.5 hours later, she woke up and rushed around looking for everything in a very agitated and stressed state. Needless to say, she ended up arriving late and leaving some vital equipment at home. Had she thought about all the things she was going to need a few days before and made sure everything was in the right place, the batteries charged and ready to go, she could have got a good night's sleep before the event, woken up knowing everything was ready, and would not have forgotten anything. Planning ahead is probably the most powerful weapon you have against stress. It's quite often the little things that cause the most stress. Not having a pen when you need one in a meeting, your phone battery running out just at the moment you have to make an important phone call. All these things add up. So just plan ahead. Look at your calendar on a Sunday evening or Monday morning and see what's coming up and ask the question, do I need to prepare anything for that? If the answer is yes, schedule some time to prepare for it. If you're going to be outside, away from your office or home all day, make sure you have a way to charge your phone, for example. Number two, get enough sleep. Sleep is vital if you want to get things done to a high level of quality. I understand it's not always possible to get a good night's sleep, but it is possible to catch a quick nap when you need to top up. I do not know how I would survive without a nap during the day. I even schedule a nap and will postpone exercise to get sleep if I need to. I know my productivity drops dramatically if I don't sleep enough, and if my productivity drops, so does the quality and quantity of the work I do. This then leads to more work later and an increased amount of stress. If you feel tired because of a lack of sleep, take 30 minutes or so, lie down, and sleep a little. The way you feel when you wake up will result in better quality work, and you'll get so much more done. Number 3, have a plan for the year. This one is a relatively new one for me. I used to find myself feeling anxious around June or July each year, and I could never understand why. I realized it was because I really didn't feel I was achieving anything worthwhile. So 2 years ago, I started making 3 priority goals for the year. These were 1 professional, 1 personal, and 1 could be anything I wanted it to be. This year's goals are to write a book, to complete a full course marathon, and to save up and buy a pair of Crockett and Jones Sky 3 boots in Chestnut. Because I've made sure that there's a mix of professional and personal goals, it's not only fun to focus my mind on achieving the goals, but I now race myself to see how fast I can achieve the goals. I was recently able to place my order for the boots, so I can tick those off. My training for the marathon is going great, and I'm 1/3 of the way through writing the book. I feel very stress-free at the moment, and in the past, the beginning of July was the worst time of the year for me. And number 4, be healthy. There's so much written about the importance of exercise and health already, but it really is important. Not only because when you feel physically healthy, you have a pride in your physical appearance, but the energy you have by being fit and healthy means you can get so much more done. Exercise also gets you out of the office and your home and into a different environment. It's quiet time that can allow your mind to rest. Going out and drinking a skinful of beer and filling your stomach with Burger King Whoppers just before you go to bed is going to leave you feeling dreadful the next day. You're not going to be in the mood to do great quality work, and your sense of pride is going to suffer. This will only increase the feeling of stress you have. Just don't do it. And that's it. Knowing that you have everything under control and you're prepared for everything will take a lot of unnecessary stress out of your life. Getting enough sleep will mean you make less mistakes and the quality of your work will improve. Having a plan for the year that is both achievable and manageable will give you focus for the year, and by keeping your health in good shape, you'll always feel great. These 4 things will genuinely turn your life around and make you into a happier, more productive person. So start making those plans today. It's never too late. You just listened to the post titled 4 Ways to Beat Stress for a More Fulfilled Year by Carl Pelin of carlpelin.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Carl. These weren't terribly mind-blowing or really original, right? It was basically plan and build healthy habits. Well, there was get enough sleep in there, but that to me also fits into the be healthy category. It's really basic stuff, but I think you'd be surprised at how easily we forget. Sleep and hydration are probably the most overlooked. We often think of diet and exercise to stay healthy, but just as important are getting enough rest and getting enough water. And I'm guilty of not drinking enough water quite often, but the effects can be massive. And I think the older you get, the more apparent this becomes. But with sleep, with the culture of side hustles and the daily grind, productivity, and so on, it can be easy to deprioritize it so that we get more done, or at least we think we're getting more done. But that can definitely backfire, as Carl Pelin was talking about in this post. Getting to bed on time so that you get your 8-ish hours of sleep is huge. And if you find that you have trouble falling asleep when you go to bed a bit earlier, try going right outside when you wake up and get some sun. That can help your biological clock set up for the day. Plus, I find it's a nice mood booster to start the day. But again, simple things, but stuff we tend to dismiss or forget about. So hopefully this served as a good reminder. And with that, wishing you a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow with a new article in Where Your Optimal Life Awaits.